Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question is from Riley. Riley asks a really good question. Here's what he asks. Micah, can you read it for us?
How will we live forever in heaven?
All right, a great question. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 53.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 53. That's kind of a big mouthful. All right, 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians is before 2 Corinthians. Chapter 15, and once you find chapter 15, it's towards the back of the book, 1 Corinthians. Then we're going to look at verse 50. There's a lot of verses in chapter 15. Look at verse 50. You'll probably have to turn a page or two. Let's read that. Aiden, can you read it for us?
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Riley, and probably many of you kids have noticed, even though you're not very old, that things die. I remember when I got my first little goldfish. I'd gone to some kind of fair and won a little prize. I brought this little goldfish home in a plastic baggie full of water. And my mom found this glass bowl I could put it in, and I just thought this fish would last forever. And after only a couple of days, I went in one morning, and there was my little goldfish floating upside down.
That's never a good sign.
Never a good sign. And it's not just goldfish. I've had plants that have died, pets that have gotten hit by cars, and people that I've really loved who've passed away. So this is a really good question. If this is the way things are on this earth, what's it going to be like in heaven?
Right. This is all we know. And so how can heaven be different?
That's right. And 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says basically the same thing. It's not possible for people whose bodies die to inherit the kingdom of God and live forever. That's why when Jesus comes, our bodies will be changed in a moment.
So the way that we are, we can't live that way in heaven? Like our bodies can't?
The way our bodies are right now are not the way that they can't live in heaven.
Yeah, because we're mortal.
We're mortal.
We die.
Mortal means that we'll die.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's like the goldfish.
We're going to die.
It's like the flower that dies. It's like us. We die. That makes us mortal. So when Jesus comes, this mortal is going to put on immortality.
So we're going to become different.
We're going to become different. We're going to be changed.
Our bodies are going to be different, and we're going to be able to live forever.
That's right.
Because of the supernatural power that God gives us.
That's right.
Ooh.
So just to use an illustration, if you were to go into outer space, what would happen to you?
You'd burn up, like leaving the atmosphere.
You'd burn up leaving the atmosphere. It's freezing cold. You freeze to death.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to breathe.
There's no air to breathe. You're dead.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah, you can't survive out there.
So the only way that people can go into outer space is they have to put something on.
A space suit.
A space suit.
Have you guys ever worn one of those?
On.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Only when Jesus comes, it's not just a space suit that we put on and we take off. It actually we, like, our bodies become like the spacesuit, where we can now live in places where there's no air, where it's too hot or too cold, and we're just fine. We will be able to live forever.
We'll have immortality.
Immortality.
How cool is that? Well, thanks, Riley, for that question. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at feedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Many of the churches being built in England in the 1800s were big, beautiful, and stately. You can look up pictures on Google of the massive stone walls, the carved wooden beams, the huge columns, and the intricate stained glass windows. Sir George, person who wrote the tune for this song, felt that church music should match the churches. It should be just as stately, uplifting, and inspiring. I think he nailed it with this song. How about you? Boys and girls, I'm glad that you're back with me again today. We get to continue learning about Jesus, and he had just appeared to the followers in Galilee. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? Wouldn't it be neat if Jesus appeared to us? Well, he's going to. He is coming again soon, and he wants to take us to go live with him forever in heaven and on this earth when he makes it new, right? Let's pray before we get started and continue learning about what else Jesus said. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day that we get to spend with you, that we get to learn and read from your word, the Bible. Please be with us. Be with each young man and each young lady who is listening right now, whether they're eating, whether they're driving, or they're just sitting on the couch listening. We pray that you will be with us and that you will draw near to us and give us your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus was on the mountainside talking to many people. Do you remember what he said when he suddenly appeared? We can read it in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew, first book in the New Testament, you're right. Matthew chapter 28, and then we're going to read verse 18. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. It's the last chapter in the book of Matthew, and verse 18, there's just like a few more verses, and then that's the end of Matthew. So we want to read Matthew chapter 28, and then read those little verses, verse 18. Here's what it says.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
All power, all authority, it all belongs to Jesus. That is so neat! So wonderful! The people realized more than ever that Jesus was truly God, as well as truly man. He was both. He had already told his special disciples that after he went back to heaven, what were they to do? They were to tell the good news to everyone, everywhere, that he was the true Messiah. And now that they understood more about the meaning of his life and his death, they were eager to tell others. It's amazing when we understand something, it's so much easier to share it. Now, I love to tutor. I love tutoring kids. I love to help them understand math or teach them history, but mostly math is what I really love to tutor. But there's some math that I'm not good at or that I didn't learn super well, like calculus or trigonometry. I don't understand that because that was not my field of study and it's just not what I did. So do you think I'm very excited to share about calculus or to try to teach someone? No, because I don't know it. So how can I teach somebody if I don't know it? But I love to teach like elementary math and to help kids to understand math because once you get it and once you grasp it, it's so easy and it all builds and it all connects and there's rules and there's things that you can do to make math easier for you. So I love to try to explain that to kids and to see their eyes just light up and understand what I'm saying. Now, why do you think that it's easy for me to share about elementary math or to get excited about teaching elementary math? Because I understand it, I get it, I know it, and I can show different ways and talk about different ways to teach it. That's how the disciples were. They finally were getting it. Why Jesus had to live the way he lived, why Jesus had to die. They were finally understanding it. All the puzzle pieces were coming into place, and it was like a big picture, and they understood it. And when they understood it, guess what? It was easy for them to share it with others. They now could tell everyone the good news everywhere that he was the Messiah because now they understood more about the meaning of his life and his death. They were eager to tell others. Look at Luke chapter 24, towards the back of the book, Luke chapter 24. And once you find chapter 24, then you're going to look down for those little verses, verse 46, and we're going to read 46, 47, 48, and 49. So those four verses. Luke chapter 24, verse 46 through 49. That's what we're going to read together. So do you have your Bible? I hope you do. Grab a Bible, go get one, and sit down and pause this recording if you need more time, but really take the time to look up these Bible verses and read along with us, okay? We're reading from the New King James Version. Read Luke chapter 24, verse 46 through 49.
Then he said to them, "Thus is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and arise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power on high."
So here the disciples are eager to go tell others, but what did Jesus tell them to do? To tarry or to wait. Jesus had a special gift to give those disciples, but he needed them to wait for it. You know, Jesus had proven that it is possible to obey the Ten Commandments. He was truly human, but he never even once disobeyed any of those Ten Commandments. He proved that when we let him help us, just as his heavenly Father helped him, we can obey God's law too. Really? Jesus gives you the power to say no to Satan and the power to obey God's law, too. Jesus died in our place, so we won't have to die forever. And now, if we let him live in us, guess what? We will soon live forever with him. How wonderful! How much Jesus loves you! Do you know what the word gospel means? Gospel means good news. And at the meeting in Galilee, Jesus let the people know that they were to tell this good news to other people all over the world. This is our last verse that we're going to look up. We're going to look up Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Now remember, what does gospel mean? Gospel means good news. All right? So we need to know that when we're looking up this verse. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Here's what it says.
And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
So the gospel, or the good news, is going to be preached where? In all the world. Everyone needs to have a choice. Do we have the same good news to share with people that the disciples did? What do you think? We have the story of Jesus that we can share with others. We have stories about what he has done in our hearts and in our lives. Remember last time I asked you to send me a story about some miracle or some way that God has worked in a powerful way in your life or in your family's life. Can you think of something? And can you send that to me? I want to hear it. I want to know about it. You can either send it to me in a video. You can send it to me as an audio message, like if you pull up voice memos or something and you just record the story on your phone and send it to me. Or you can write it out and send me an email. But I want to hear your stories of how Jesus has worked in your life. That gospel, the good news of what Jesus has done for you and for your family. Write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. I want to hear it, okay? I also want to hear how you are sharing the gospel or the good news with others. How do you tell people about Jesus? What do you do? I have a very special friend who has a website called Finding Joy for, the number 4, Eternity. Finding Joy for Eternity. I'm going to put a link for her website in the description box below. But she has an amazing website that shows you different ways that you can tell people about Jesus. And they're very creative and they're very fun. And they use glow tracks sometimes. Or they might use little pieces of candy or little things to give out. And she has a blog and resources that make it easy to share with the world the gospel or the good news about Jesus. So I want you to check that out because it is an amazing resource that you can use to share God's love with others. Because we don't want to just keep his good news, keep his story to ourselves. We want to share it. We want to tell people about Jesus because you know what? When the gospel goes to the world, guess what's going to happen? Jesus is going to come. Now, the good news is that we don't have to do it on our own. Jesus is right there to help us, and he's there to give us the Holy Spirit. And we're going to find out more about that in the coming days and weeks ahead. But until then, I want to leave you with this thought. How are you and your family telling others about Jesus? How are you and your family telling others about Jesus? If you want some ideas, check out the description box below. And if you already are sharing God's love with others and telling people about Jesus, tell me about it. I want to know. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to work with you, to share your love, to share your message with others who don't know about it. Give us your bravery. Help us to have no fear to tell people about you. You loved us so much, and you want us to share with others. You gave your life for us. And all you ask is that we share your love with others. Help us to do that. Amen.
Acts 1:11.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.